Hi, this is Larry London, and welcome to Border Crossings. It's great to have you with us once again for another introspective look into what makes a singer-songwriter tick. And ticking away today, we'd like to welcome to our show Laura Briner, who is very famous around the world. And apparently you have performed with the USO. You've done tours internationally. I was reading Kuwait and Kosovo and so many other places. Welcome to Border Crossings.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
And you've got quite a musical background there. It looks like you're in your music room at home, I assume.
I am, yes. I love the blues. So, you know, you can see all the notes are kind of falling and that kind of thing. So.
And I read where you were influenced by Etta James and the blues, kind of.
Love me some good Etta James. In fact, I was so sad when she passed away. I was at the grocery store and I was getting toilet paper and I was like, oh my God. Like I was a disaster. I absolutely love her. She's amazing. I was so blessed. I got to see her twice. And, you know, one time she just sat the whole performance and just wailed. And you just sat there like, oh my God. And you feel every word. And she's got her sons playing with her and everything. It's great.
Wow. And so the inspiration that you've had has been diverse. I looked at all of the different artists who kind of inspired you. And I know that the lane that you're in these days, most recently, is country, although you've done quite a few different kinds of music.
Yeah, you know, Larry, I like to call it in the technical term a smushy. That's S-M-U-S-H-I-E. You know, people say melting pot. I prefer smushy. But I feel like, you know, in today's world, people are listening to all different kinds of music on their iPads, their computers, their phone, whatever it may be. And I think it's been such a great time for music because not everybody is listening to the same thing. So for me, I've been influenced by so many different styles of music. And I think that that's kind of what makes me and the smushy of me, I guess. So, I mean, my CD collection or iPad collection, whatever I did, all of the above is, I love classical music. I love pop music. I love dance. I love country, you know, all blues, obviously, but, and jazz. And there's so much in there. And I feel like I just kind of grab and just stuff it in. But there's usually a blues node somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you were on tour once upon a time with Taylor Swift.
I've done some shows with Taylor Swift, Tim McGraw, Carrie Underwood, Emmy Lou Harris. God, legend. I've been very blessed, knock on wood or whatever, I just have been really blessed and it's been exciting. And now here we have a number 7 with the way that it was in France. And I can't wait to go to Europe, hopefully sometime soon, to promote and get back out there and be with the fans and everybody. It's so hard, but thank God for shows like you that allow us to connect with our fans. And, you know, that's what I've loved so much about, even during this time, how it's been so difficult with the pandemic, you all have really allowed us to connect and stay connected to our fans and really create that intimate relationship that you don't get, that we're not getting to do on a stage right now. So thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. And thank you for giving us and the world some great music to enjoy. And you have quite a diverse background in the different kinds of songs, and you've done some for the military, been on tour with the military. And
yeah,
I'm going to talk more about that as we go. Laura Briner is our guest, and you're going to do a song for us right now.
Let's do it. Here's a little Sweet Revenge.
Sweet Revenge. Laura Briner here on Border Crossings.
Oh,
Border Crossing, Sweet Revenge. Laura Bryna is our guest. Now, tell me about that song. Did you write that, co-write that? What's the story behind that song?
I actually did not write that song, but my producer, Damon Sharp, who's absolutely amazing. And you know, yes, I have that whole country flair and everything and these different smushies of influences. He's like, you know, what does Laura Bryna want to say next? And you know, you think it's always the first song of anything that you do is there's so much pressure on it, but really it's Coming Out Again is really, really, there's so much pressure on that. So, you know, I wanted a song that was a real sass attitude, in your face, edgy kind of thing. Cause you know, I love a little bit of that. Jamie was like, okay. I said, it kind of something anthemic, kind of powerful. You know, I love, Grace Potter. I love Chris Stapleton. I gave him some really cool artists to kind of draw upon too. And we kind of talked about, I mean, I guess I may have had a little bit in the influencing of what happened with the song, but I did not co-write it. But I love this song. It's such a fun up-tempo. It always makes you feel good. You're driving the car and you're bopping along. And so I don't know, it's just one of those feel good and in your face.
And of course you've also, you've got your share of heartbreak songs too, that you put out.
I know, it's like, and my dad always told me, you know, he said, Laura, you know, I never wish for you to go through something bad in your life or to have heartbreak or anything like that. But he's like, you really can't sing about it unless you've done it and have lived it and been through it. And boy, was he right. Because you know, like the greatest songs are sometimes when people just aren't happy and it's like they're going through a really tough time. I will say during this pandemic, it's been a great time to be creative and write and just get it all out there. I think, you know, to some degree, we've all had some sort of depression during this. It's like we miss, you know, being with each other. I'm like so excited for hugs. I can't even tell you. And I guess I need to graduate to zip up pants, like I was talking to Felicia. You know, I need to get there. I mean, God bless sweats and jammies and slippers. Love them, but we need to graduate and get back to reality. But yeah, it's been great in that sense. And, you know, especially with Stars Are Falling, you know, that song has meant a lot through this pandemic, even though we recorded it, we shot the video way before the pandemic. And it just has become this song to help people through this pandemic. It's been a positive, so many first responders have reached out and said, hey, your song has really helped me through this dark time. I just got home from the hospital. I watched your video. And I think Ellie, the video director, really brought that out and what the message is. And when times are really tough, we all really do come together in a time of need.
Where do you feel most at ease? Where do you feel that Laura Bryna shines the best, in a softer ballad song filled with emotion, or with a peppy, happy song where, I mean, everybody's bopping around and enjoying the tune?
Oh, gosh, Larry, that's a really good question. You know, I do love an emotional ballad, but I do love me some pep in my step too. So got them.
And you love New Wave too, I read. New Wave?
A little New Wave too, which is our Sweet Revenge, Back to the Way That It Was. Yeah, so, you know, I love all the challenges. I love music in general. So I keep wanting to challenge myself. And that's what Damon's been doing with me with Stars Are Falling. Was just a strong ballad. And, you know, and that was really daring to come out with, especially during this pandemic. It's like, do we need to give people something happy to look forward to? Or is it okay to bring this out? Because you never want people to think that you're trying to make hay on something that's going on in the world, which is extremely devastating. We all know somebody that has contracted COVID or even passed away from it. My steel player did, and it's been very devastating. And I'm just so glad that this song can help people through this difficult time. And yeah, this whole new wave, it's been challenging. It's been, oh my God, you know, just a whole different thing for Laura Bryna.
Well, it's a whole new thing for everybody, because we're relearning how to do our jobs.
Yes.
And especially in the entertainment business, where you relied so much on face-to-face in-person contact, which you haven't had for the longest amount of time. And so you've had to reinvent how you do what you do, which, I mean, it has its ups and its downs. The ups, of course, you can reach so many different people in different places on the internet.
Right. You know. Absolutely. Yeah. It's been, we've actually been enjoying our work with TikTok, which has been so fun. All the different social media platforms have been great. They've really kept us connected too with our fans. And I actually don't like to call people fans. We're family. On TikTok, we're the Briniac family.
The Briniac.
Actually, Sanders came up with that. We are the Briniacs. But it's really kept us all connected. What I love about our Briniac family is that we all, and then we have.
One of three parrots has just landed.
Right. So here we go. This is little one, Mango.
Hey, Mango.
She is the queen of the Briniacs, actually. But is that funny? But yeah, so it definitely, it's a way, it's a positive space. It's everybody's welcome there. And, you know, we've been doing a lot of these different popcorns where it's popcorn duets too, where people can sing along with me. And it's really about sharing and that creating that intimate connection and being one-on-one together. And I love what people have to say. And it's really a family atmosphere. So it's been fun to kind of look at different music too. Again, all about the smushy. So it's been great. Just, and everybody keeps me so on my toes. Hey, do you know this song? Hey, can you sing this? Hey, and I'm like, wow, I'm pulling out from all different kinds of things. So it's great. It's from countries to 80s to rock to blues to classical music. So it's a ball of fun. So
I can tell you love what you're doing. Like there's no
question. You know, I'm knock on wood again. I'm really blessed to be able to do what I love. And I think comes from great parents too. My parents have always been like, Laura, you know, go live your dream. We're here, we're behind you. And I know that's not a usual thing is to have parents. You know, that's very unusual to have parents that are so supportive sometimes. I know I've had some friends like, you want to be one? So I feel really blessed and honored. So it's exciting.
Are you going to sing Stars Are Falling next for us?
We are going to sing Stars Are Falling.
All right. That's perfect. That's a little segue right into it. I think Mango will probably do some backup vocals.
Yes, always.
So let's check it out. This is Laura Brina and Stars Are Falling here on Border Crossings.
Come on.
Border Crossing, Stars Are Falling. That is the latest single, Laura. Laura Bryan is our guest. Is that your latest?
Well, we got another one out that's called Back. Well, it's really the way that it was, but I always say Back to the Way That Was. And it's not really about the pandemic, which is so funny. It's kind of like, here we go from Stars Are Falling, the beginning of the pandemic, to now the way that it was at the end of the pandemic, hopefully, knock on wood. So it's about a relationship and why can't we go back to the way things were when things were so great and yummy and smushy. But, you know, sometimes.
And is your plan to release? Are you planning on an album, an EP, or is it just a series of singles? What's the future approach for Laura Bryan?
All of the above.
All of the above. Okay.
Definitely an album. And we've also got a Christmas book that we did about the birds too. So we got a whole bunch of stuff going on. So we're a little busy.
And you've written, what, 4 children's books or something?
Yes. Actually, a little one is the newest edition. She'll be 2 in August. So she now has her own book.
Oh, she does?
Yes. She gets lost at the zoo. Imagine that.
Now, how can you balance all of these things, a music career and an author, and you're on tour with the USO? I guess, you know, you probably love doing that. You've been so many places around the world.
That's one of the greatest things I've ever done. I actually was the one that got to sing the national anthem on that tour at every stop that we made. And it was unbelievable. One of those just, I always say pinch you moments, but it just really was an incredible journey. These men and women actually, and Carnes is from our TikTok. We met in Kosovo on that trip and we were there for the 4th of July in Kosovo. So it was really, really neat. And, it just was one of those incredible moments that you can't even describe it right. It really, like, when you step on stage to go sing the national anthem, which I've been very blessed and very lucky to have sang that at a lot of different events, whether it's sporting events or even retirements for the Air National Guard, retirement ceremonies, you know, they, every word means something, the and the A and everything means something. And when you stand there and sing the national anthem in front of these men and women who give their lives and their time and energy to be able for us to live in freedom every day, it just is one of those magical moments. And you're so grateful and so thankful to these men and women who let you live your dream and live in freedom every day. And they love what they do. They love the people that they defend, their country. It's just an incredible moment just to stand there on stage in front of all of them. It just in their uniform. And you're just like, thank you for letting me be here.
And I'm sure the military also feels it's mutual because they are thrilled to have people come over and entertain them like you do. And many have for many, many years, I guess, as far back as Bob Hope days, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's neat to just be able to join the ranks of Bob Hope. I mean, to do something that he's done. And and just to sit there and bring these men and women a little piece of home is everything. Mm. And especially to get to do that during the 4th of July week. So.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And that's where we are right now. 4th of July celebrating, you know, America's Independence Day. And so I was just, you know, you performed in Africa a couple of times. So tell me about that, because we're on just about everywhere you've been. We're on in Kuwait, in Africa. So everywhere that you've traveled and performed, what's it been like performing for those different audiences? I imagine they're all different in one way or another. Everywhere you go, you felt a different vibe.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, though. We, on that USO tour, we went to Djibouti, Africa. Oh my God. And I'm not a sweater. I'm really not a sweater. It was 110. Wow. With a zillion degrees humidity, which, I mean, your skin looked great, but, and as I do have big hair, but whoa, the hair started to go down. It was so hot, but oh my God, the people were amazing. They were so fantastic and just so appreciative of us, as we were so appreciative of them letting us be there. And there's a really fun picture of Rampage Jackson, the MMA fighter. We're both pointing to our tushes and we're saying, here we are, here's our booty in Djibouti. But oh my gosh, it was great. They're so, And you know, everything comes together. All the audiences, we all have one thing in common. It's the love for each other and that connection. So whether hot, cold, or indifferent, doesn't matter. It was great though. But yeah,
you've done a lot for charity too. You've given away a lot of money, you know, to the military. You've given away money to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. You've done some things with those folks as well. Like grant, you know, terminally ill children, whatever wishes they might have.
Yes, absolutely. I love the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and I love something that my parents always instilled in me was to give back and help people less fortunate. And you know, children are our future, and it's teach them well and let them live the way.
I hear a song coming on.
Teach them well. But yeah, I mean, and absolutely right. The lyrics of that song are absolutely beautiful and so on point. You know, to me, when a child comes up to you and with these big blue eyes or big brown eyes, whatever it may be, and they're just like, I want to go to Disney World, and your heart just melts and you're just like, why does this happen to kids who just have this will to live and to dream? And for me, here I am living my big dream as a little girl. I want to do that. I want to help them live their dream, even if it's just for a moment, to give them that pleasure and that moment to smile and to forget about the yucky chemo and the things that they're going through, then that means everything to me.
Mm-hmm. And you experienced it firsthand, having a brother that suffered a health challenge at a very early age.
Yeah, my brother had a brain aneurysm and luckily happened to be in the hospital when it happened, which, as we know, most people do not live through that. And thank God the Children's Hospital of Washington, D.C. did everything and made it happen. And actually, my brother turned down the wish. They offered him a chance to have a wish, and he actually turned it down. He said, you know what, these kids need it more than I do, and I'm getting better. So, and now my brother's married with two kids, and it's wonderful. Great. Yeah.
Marvelous that he would do that at age 11. That's very mature.
Yeah.
Now, you're in Nashville now, I guess.
But now I'm in crazy Los Angeles.
Oh, you're in Los Angeles.
Okay. No, I'm in my suitcase. You know, I give new meaning to fly the friendly skies, as my parents say.
Where are you from originally?
Originally from the Maryland, D.C. area.
Okay. And Nashville was, you lived there for a while or stayed there?
And I'm always there like every couple months, although I've been missing it since the pandemic. So I got to get back there soon.
Now, why country music? And not only why country music, what is it that draw you to sing? Because you were a theater major as well in I believe it is Philadelphia. You were studying theater and music, but you had to make a choice. Are you going to, you know, I mean, you could do music theater, I guess, but how did you make your decision?
I've done a little bit of everything, and I've done some theater stuff and some musical theater things and obviously some singing stuff. But I had a teacher that always told me, you know, Laura, I always want you to be prepared for anything that comes your way, any opportunity. So therefore, I guess that's part of my smushy, where you have your, I've studied classical music, I've studied jazz, I've studied pop and country and all different kinds of things. I think, you know, I wanted to be a well-rounded musician. And again, he's like, you put a pot of coffee on and you stay up all night and you learn the part, the song, whatever it may be. He's like, I never want you to say no. And that's always been my rule of thumb. And I always tell people, like, if I was giving advice to somebody who's coming into the business, always learn. Mm-hmm. You know, when you stop learning, and that's just a life lesson too. My dad always said this too. And he was like, you know, you're always learning. Once you learn, then you're done. You don't need, you know, just always learn. Yeah, and you never know who the little guy is going to be. You know, whether it's, you know, some the assistant, you never know. They're going to end up being the president of some company. You know, it's always, I've learned so much. And yeah, it's just, you know, I love music. I love theater. I love the entertainment. I love that. I love the entertainment business. I love connecting with people and making them feel something, and or touching their hearts. I want them to feel something when I sing, or whether it's a happy or sassy or in your face, or it's, you know, or, oh, wow, that's something I hadn't thought about. Or, I mean, I hate for people to be sad, but I mean, there are songs that are sad. And, you know, I usually try to, if it's not something I haven't written or co-written, I like to, it's things that I've been through or I can relate to. So yeah, there's some sad things in there too. So
have you been inspired by your travels in a song? Is there a song that came, wow, I was in Kuwait and I felt this, or I saw this, or I...
Yeah, well, I think even with like the Make-A-Wish song, I mean, it's definitely like my experience of, with, you know, kids wanting to meet Dolly, or they wanted to, you know, ride a roller coaster, or those kind of things, or going to a theme park. But even with Hometown Heroes, all my work with the Air National Guard, I've been so fortunate, so blessed. They've taken me on so many different, different stations and different, whether they're Fort Meade or going to a different,
the bases and the destinations you've been to.
Destinations, yeah. And even the different hospitals visiting our wow. Wounded military or wounded veterans and things like that. I have been so lucky, and that's where Hometown Heroes came from too, is that these amazing men and women from the different bases have, you know, inspired me to write this song. And now I know, I mean, if I'm going to represent the Air National Guard and everything that they do, I want to be able to tell people, this is what these brave men and women do every day. The campaign was really a coming out party for them to say, look, you know, and none of them want thank yous. They're always in the background and they love that. But, you know, they are our unsung heroes. These men and women give their time, their energy 24/7. And you know what? It's really the families that give too. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not home on a Saturday and Sunday to go to the park or, you know, eat pizza or have a barbecue. They're out, you know, defending our freedom. So right. It's really been such an amazing thing for me to be a part of. I've refueled 8 F-16s in the air. I mean, craziness. I got to fly in an F-16 ride and I got a call sign called Lil Thunder. Not Little, Lil. Mm-hmm. Lil. Yeah. So, but yeah, like I've been so blessed to do so many amazing things and for them to take me across the country and the world and to perform on these different bases and see these men and women and bring them a little piece of home.
So when you were flying in that jet, I mean, was there like 5 G's? Did you know?
Oh, no. Well, I guess now I can tell you. Okay. Kind of top secret.
All right. Top secret. Just between you and I. We'll keep it.
Between you and I, okay. We went Mach 1. Mm-hmm. And we pulled 9 G's and I did not throw up.
Mm-hmm. No, 9 G's.
Yeah,
wow.
I got a pin, the whole thing.
Look at you.
They, you know, I didn't really make the weight cut off. I mean, although maybe it was my hair that did, but so they, I don't know if the doctor realized it, but one of the guys came in the room and they were like, when they were doing the weight and all the stuff, and one guy kind of put his foot on the scale and was like, yeah, she's fine. Mm-hmm. Yep, she's good. Good to go. Like, okay.
What's the last song you're going to sing for us?
We're going to hum a little tune of The Way That It Was. Right. It's number 7 in France.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm going to talk to you more about your impact internationally and why you think that is. But in the meantime, let's check out a new song from Laura Brina here on Border Crossings.
Thank you.
Border Crossings, it's Laura Brinda, the way that it was.
Yeah.
And so seven in France, number two, I saw you number two in the UK on the music charts there. So how, I mean, why such an impact internationally? What do you think it is that makes you so appealing to the foreign audience?
Well, you know, I've always wanted to expand, and I want to get to all of our family, our Briniacs all over the world. So, you know, I think maybe, I don't know if Brexit had anything to do with that, but I mean, I know with the pandemic in the dance field, we have other, this is her show anyway. I'm sorry, Larry.
That's okay. Is that still Mango?
Or Border Crossings. How's everybody doing? No, I'm just kidding. I think really some of that was because, you know, I just have always wanted to get out there. And with the dance community, I know some of the clubs and things because of the pandemic here have been closed. So, and they have different, different radio shows and different things over there that the DJs get together. And so then we're going to bring it back to the States when everything opens up a little more. But yeah, it's exciting. It's like crazy. I'm like, okay, I'm good to go to France. I mean, you know.
Why not? Why not?
Fly the friendly skies. I got my bags packed.
It's kind of opposite. You can't walk down the streets in Paris without being recognized, but you probably have a little more anonymity here. And it's till you start really promoting in the U.S. Kind of a bizarre turn from the normal when most artists from outside of the U.S. want to make it in the U.S.
Well, you know, we always like to push the edge. Yeah. And you never like Elvis. I did it my way.
That's right. Unconventional. You did it on your own terms. Now, I have another question for you. I think we share the love of a sport because you are a Golf Channel host. You have a PGA show.
Yeah, you know, we do a show called That's America to Me on the PGA. But yes, it's on Golf Talk America. So it's kind of a little bit on everything.
So you're a golfer or is it?
I'm an avid mini golfer.
Barkey, what? A mini golfer.
give me a pink ball, clown's mouth. I'm good to go.
You're good to go.
Yeah, I will give you a run for your money.
That's it.
But, yeah, you know, the whole thing. But yeah, actually, what's really great is the show is based on my involvement with the military, but also about people. Actually, we should interview you, Larry. I'd love to interview you. Come on the show.
Okay.
Interview people that have excelled in their field. Like I was so fortunate to interview Larry King, who was a dear friend of mine too. Obviously a legend. The gentleman, Bob Fischel, who invented the heart stent. So it's like all different kinds of people. Bill Anderson, obviously a musician. So different people who've excelled in their field. So I'd love to have you on.
I would love to. Invitation accepted. No problem.
Awesome.
Now, I wanted to know, I couldn't pass up asking, what is the flag in the background? Looks like a flag that's typically given to someone when a loved one passes in the military.
Actually, this flag was given, there you can see my palm trees.
Okay, a little of everything.
This flag was given to me, actually it flew in the F-16 underneath my seat when I flew with the Air National Guard. So I was really, really fortunate. So they gave that to me.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, you are very, very talented and you are obviously like an onion. There's many layers of talents to peel away from Laura Brinda. You've got some great music talents, acting, children's books. You've got a book coming out, I think, Christmas time, if I'm not mistaken. So there's a lot going on for you. And there it is. And of course, the parrots. The three parrots. I only seen one, right? But there's three.
Oh, yeah. She's the show.
She's the show.
Yeah, she's the show in herself.
And so as soon as an album comes out, you're going to come back and join us again. Hopefully you'll be in D.C. at that time and things open up.
I would love that. Absolutely. Let's do it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being on the show. It's a pleasure to talk to you. And how can people find you on the web that want to check you out and read about you and find your schedule?
Find me everywhere at Laura Brinda on TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Border Crossings, laurabrinda.com, L-A-U-R-A, B-R-Y-N-A.
A lot of energy and a lot of fun. Laura Bryna, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so fun.
My name is Larry London, and you are watching Border Crossings on VOA Television.